Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Matthew 11, 7 to 15, the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 11, the verses 7 to 15. As John's disciples were leaving, Jesus began to speak to the crowd about John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed swayed by the wind? If not, what did you go out to see? A man dressed in fine clothes? No, those who wear fine clothes are in king's palaces. Then what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, 'I will send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you.' Truly I tell you, among those born of women, there has not arisen anyone greater than John the Baptist. Yet whoever is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has been subjected to violence, and violent people have been raiding it. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And if you are willing to accept it, he is the Elijah who was to come. Whoever has ears, let them hear." My theme for reflection is unexpected messengers, embracing humility. The unexpected messengers, embracing humility. As we journey through the second day of Lent, let us dive into a conversation Jesus had about an unexpected hero, John the Baptist. Jesus challenges the crowd and us to rethink our ideas about what greatness really looks like and who is fit to deliver God's messages. When Jesus talks about John the Baptist, he is essentially flipping the script on what people thought a prophet should be. Instead of someone who fits perfectly into the mold of power and prestige, John is this wild-hearted, wilderness-wandering guy who eats locusts and wears camel's hair. It is like Jesus is saying, "You are looking for greatness in all the wrong places." This shakes up our own ideas about who and how God chooses to walk through people. It is a reminder that sometimes the most profound truths come from the most unexpected sources. John's whole responsibility was to get the stage set for Jesus, calling people to turn their lives around and get ready for something or someone amazing. This part of John's story prompts us to ask ourselves how we are making room for Jesus in our lives every day. Are we also acting as heralds, helping others to see the light of Christ in this often dim world? My dear friends, in this text we also see how greatness is reimagined. Jesus throws another curveball when he says that the least in heaven is greater than John. But wait a minute, didn't he just say John was the greatest? This paradox messes with our heads a bit, pushing us to rethink what it means to be truly great. In the realm of the divine, greatness is about closeness to God, living in line with his will, rather than racking up earthly points for success or recognition. This Lent, we are invited to walk a path similar to John's, embracing humility, serving without expecting a pat on the back, and being okay with being the behind-the-scenes kind of people if it means paving the way for Jesus in someone's heart. In Matthew 11, 7-15, Jesus is not just talking about John the Baptist. He's offering us a radical new lens through which to view success, greatness, and how God communicates with us. It is a call to embrace humility, to expect the unexpected, and to redefine what it means to be great in the eyes of God. This Lenten season, let us open our hearts to the surprising ways God might be speaking to us and through us. There are two questions for reflection. One, have there been moments when you have missed seeing God at work because it didn't match your expectations? Number two, what are some ways you can clear a path for Jesus in your heart and in the lives of those around you this Lent? Dear God, thank you for the wild, wonderful example of John the Baptist, who reminds us that your ways and your choices often catch us by surprise. Help us to let go of our narrow expectations and to embrace the wild, wonderful diversity of your messengers. Inspire us this Lent to prepare our hearts and to be bold, humble messengers of your love, just like John. Show us how to live greatness in your kingdom, where the first are last, the last are first, and true greatness is about humility and closeness to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.